It's me, Toreng. Recognize me? It's me, Toreng.
Toreng. Toreng.
Mr. Ghaffari, I have to talk to you. You must remember me marrying your son Sina, right?
Sina. 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 Sina.
I was Sina's wife. Do you remember?
Sina. Sina.
Mr. Ghaffari, do you understand me? You must remember us marrying up north. You have to help me, Mr. Ghaffari, please. Mr. Ghaffari! Father! Father!
No, no, not at all. He's been calm for a while now. Indeed. His nerves are on edge. I put him to sleep with sedatives, but he's a light sleeper and I'm afraid he might wake up at any minute. What should I do? What should I do if he has another fit? No, no, Mushkan, please. No hospitalization. I'd rather look after him myself. How long? I don't know. I don't know anything at the moment. Can I decide about it tomorrow? He may be better by then and not need to be hospitalized. Okay. Sorry for taking up your time. Good night.
Hi.
Yes, hello.
How are you? Where's the doctor?
Go straight and then to the left.
Seems you're in no mood to watch movies. You want to turn it off and go have dinner?
I'm not hungry now.
What's wrong with you tonight? Why are you so quiet?
Nothing. I'm just mad at myself.
You must have done something you regret now, right?
I never think things through properly.
You will never change, will you? I was just about to leave.
Seems I'm a little bit early.
You're not so funny. Why are you standing?
Then can I sit?
Oh, just put it down. The food will be here in a few minutes. I ordered for you too. The one who comes late doesn't get to choose. That's what you always said. You haven't forgotten, have you?
Will you cheer up if I say that I haven't forgotten anything that I said?
But your appearance doesn't suggest that.
The outside doesn't matter. What's important is the inside. You haven't forgotten that, have you?
Vahid, I am really fed up. I can't take it anymore.
Then where's the patience we promised each other?
But patience needs motivation. I don't know why we have to wait so much. Why don't you tell Sarah everything this very day? What do you think she'll do? A few days of shouting and then divorce. Finished, all done. And then you and I will leave this country forever.
What are you saying, Shadi? In the state they're in, Sarah will be destroyed. Besides, what about the factory? You know very well what I went through to revive it. And now that it's bearing fruit, you want me to leave it and go abroad?
Always the same old excuses. Factory, profit, loss, money, illegal loans, capital. If someone's really in love, he doesn't care so much about business. Let me tell you something. You're wasting your time for nothing. The Tourang I see, she will keep the baby in the end. Trust me, I know this.
But you will change her mind, won't you?
No. I'm done being a spy for you. I won't do it anymore. I've lied enough already, and I'm done.
You said you were encouraging Tourang for the sake of her own future?
True. I think she'll be free and comfortable without a baby, but when she wants it, it's not my business anymore. Let her do what she pleases. In fact, I think she'll be a good mom.
Oh, for God's sake, don't start with your feminine theories. Let's talk like two human beings.
No, I'm quite serious. She's such a lovely girl. I've really gotten used to her. I'm just afraid she may find out we're seeing each other.
Yes?
Excuse me. Is Miss Aref in? I've come for some work.
They'll call you if necessary.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye. You, ma'am, come here, please. Bring your forms, too. What was your major in college?
Science.
What do you mean by saying you're sort of familiar with computers?
Well, I've done letter writing, opening files, creating folders, and other stuff like that.
How about typing?
I can type, just not too fast.
I guess you're looking to become a secretary?
No. I'm willing to do anything. Selling, cooking, taking care of babies and elderly people, cleaning, doing other chores.
Tell me, please, is the address here your own home?
No, it's my friend's. I'm living with her right now, but if I find work, I'll move.
Is your family out of Tehran?
I have no family. I'm alone. When I was a kid, my whole family died in the Rudbar earthquake. So my uncle raised me.
Where's your uncle now?
He's dead too.
Here it says your reference is Mr. Azin. Which Azin?
Mr. Mehrab Azin. He's an attorney.
So how do you know Mr. Azin?
I sought his advice regarding a problem. When he found out I needed a job, he referred me to you so that you would be able to help me.
Has he given you any reference letter?
No, he didn't. But I thought that he would call you earlier.
If you change your address, let us know so that we can find you.
You think there's any hope?
No idea. I have to look at all the files. It might take time. Anyway, continue your job search.
Yes, I will. Thank you so much.
Do you have your birth certificate with you now?
Yes, yes. I've brought it with me.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, well. Welcome, Engineer Pardo. Very nice to meet you.
Apparently you know everything about our family, don't you?
It wasn't hard to guess. I was expecting you. This way, please. Anyway, I don't think any of you wants to complicate the issue and take this to court. What is obvious, and you confirm, too, is that Ms. Rudbari came to Tehran from the north and started a life with Mr. Ghaffari's son, so tell me, how could it have happened without any marriage? That's a legitimate question, and I believe that it is quite easy to prove. Would you like to elaborate on that just a little?
Those two hadn't started any life together. They even lived in separate rooms. And we were not responsible for what went on in secret.
That makes no difference. Anyway, this girl didn't come to Tehran without getting married.
I wasn't in the north at the time, so I can't give you any reliable information.
But Mr. Ghaffari was there, you know. It does seem unlikely you haven't found the time to discuss the issue just yet.
Actually, my friend, you mentioned a good point. We have little or no time for any small talk.
Mr. Pardo, please. You seem to be an intelligent man, so I would like us to talk frankly and honestly, please. I may not be as clever as you, but I'm experienced enough to realize exactly how honest the people who enter this room for the first time and sit in front of me really are.
So, what do you mean by this so-called modesty?
Tell me something. How much can the birth of this child really harm your small family? That's making you try so hard to destroy it. The child's guardian is Mr. Ghaffari, so it can't take any inheritance or wealth out of that home, can it? Why then are you playing with the honor and future of this girl?
Mr. Azin, please allow me to tell you something first to put your mind at ease. I know well enough that any statement I make in front of you may have legal consequences. So I assure you I will stop this negotiation whenever I deem necessary.
Well, if that's so, you could have refused to sit to talk in the first place, but you came here out of your own accord.
I've listened patiently to all you had to say. But I assure you, I did not come here to talk about that girl's claims. I came here to warn you about your method of guiding your clients.
You know, I just don't get you. What do you mean by my method of guiding?
Apparently, you're one of those attorneys who believes desperate times call for drastic measures when you reach a dead end in defining your case.
I will say it again. I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
Bringing Tarang face to face with Mr. Ghaffari. Do you know what a terrible state that poor old man is in? That childish move could lead to Mr. Ghaffari's death. And don't tell me that Tarang pulled that dangerous stunt without your guidance and advice. And in my opinion, if Tarang had acted according to your plan and accepted the coins, it would have been better for all of us. And you too would have gotten your counseling fee by now, and everything would have ended well. Well, that opportunity no longer exists. But you can be sure that if you use legal methods to interfere in our private family affairs, we'll send the police after you and Tarang. Oh, I'll see you around.
Die, their secrets and mysteries become worthless. Yes?
Hi, it's Sherlado. I have good news.
Accident?
Yes, on the road to Jalos, 150th kilometer.
No, sir, I'm sure there's been a mistake.
Unfortunately, Mr. Purbach has passed away.
What's happened?
I don't know.
Good morning.
When did you come?
You were asleep.
I think I had a dream.
About what?
I don't know. It was something bad. Didn't we talk to each other yesterday? About the proposal. But I left a message on your phone.
Dear Pari, either start taking some pills or stop taking the ones you're taking.
Everything around me is changing. And I have no control over it. Wednesday, Kion dies. Have you ever dreamt while you were awake?
Could you tell me their ages, too?
37, 36, and 28.
Their addresses, please.
They live abroad.
Not in Iran?
No.
Hello, Miss Jalili.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Excuse me, but is Mr. Azin in?
Yes, he is. Actually, he's alone. Excuse me.
It's all right.
Mr. Azin, Miss Rudbari is here. She says she wants to see you. He asked what it's about?
I would like to thank him.
She says she wants to thank you. He says for what?
For referring me to Miss Aref.
She says thank you for introducing her to Miss Aref. He says you're welcome.
If possible, please ask him again if I can see him.
Mr. Azin, Miss Rudbari is insisting on coming in to see you. You can go in.
Thank you so much. Hello.
Hello.
I've come here to thank you for finding a job for me. I really appreciate it.
Yes, Ms. Jalili told me. I said there was something else.
Mr. Azin, are you upset with me?
Why would I be?
Because your behavior is not the same. I was wondering if something had happened.
No, it's nothing, really. The only thing is that before this, I talked to you as my client, but since I realize you don't need any counselor or lawyer, I see no need to continue this relationship any further.
Excuse me, but I don't understand what you mean.
What don't you understand? When you decide to take action without my knowledge, then why would you need an attorney?
Which action? What have I done?
I'm talking about you ambushing Mr. Ghaffari.
You mean the talk that I had with Mr. Ghaffari?
Yes, of course. How come you consult me for the smallest thing, but you don't ask me about such a dangerous move which would have dire consequences for you?
I had no idea. I never imagined Mr. Ghaffari was so ill. Otherwise, I would have never done it.
And you saw no need for consulting me?
I didn't know I had to consult you for everything.
Well, obviously you don't need to consult me about your private life. But anything related to your case has to be done with my expressed permission. Yes, it does.
I'm not saying I was right. But I got no results the previous time when I followed your orders. Now you're treating me so harshly.
The difference is that this time, Engineer Parto came here and threatened me with a lawsuit thanks to your tomfoolery.
Oh. Then I'm sorry. You're right to be so mad, because until now, I thought you were upset about the severity of my situation.
Now look, young lady, I can see the stubborn, obstinate woman who always does what she pleases behind that soft and innocent expression of yours. If I've been patient so far, it's been because of your situation. But I just can't let you say anything that comes to your mind.
I just can't take it anymore. I'm fed up with everything. When I saw that even you couldn't help me, I just had to act on my own. All day and night, I'm having doubts about keeping or aborting my baby. Time is flying by, and I still don't know what to do.
People who are always doubtful will always allow others to decide for them. And others always think of their own interests first.
Hello.
Where have you been, girl? Come here, I want to talk to you.
Thank you. But I'm so tired.
Wait! I was hoping I could give you some good news.
Can't you just tell me here?
First, you have to make me a delicious dinner. Then, beg me a little, and then maybe I'll tell you.
Shadi, please don't tease me. I'm really in no mood for this.
Fine, cranky. Okay, guess what?
How can I guess? I'm not expecting any good news.
Even about finding some work?
How come?
A few hours ago, Miss RF called. She said you should go to her tomorrow morning. I think she's got a job for you.
So soon?
So soon. Don't forget to reward me.
I hope it's true. At least my mind will be at ease about work. Well, it seems I have to make dinner tonight as well. You're so good at finding an excuse every time not to cook.
Of course you don't always find a job this quick. Yesterday at the end of the day I reviewed your form and thought of a job for you, which of course requires a sense of responsibility and punctuality if you're willing to take that on.
You don't need to worry at all. I promise there will be no problem.
I hope it's as you say, because I've no good memories of the previous secretary, and I regret the trust I put in her.
Secretary?
Mm-hmm. As you see, I haven't had a secretary for a while. I want to suggest that you start working as my secretary. Would you like to do that?
That's perfect. I wasn't expecting that at all.
Then listen. You'll learn the job in the next few days, but what matters more is how you interact with the others. You must never get curious about their personal lives. I don't want you to get chummy with anyone who comes here. We're not running a charity. We'll only find work for them if we can, that's all. Now, as for you, as long as you're here, I'll keep your birth certificate in trust. I'll apply for your insurance coverage tomorrow. Your salary will not be less than any other places. You leave your phone calls and personal affairs behind the door. No one must ever come to see you here without my permission, especially when I'm not here. Am I clear?
Yes, absolutely.
Any questions?
No. I was just wondering if maybe you've asked Mr. Azin about me. Have you?
Well, you should know I'd rather trust people than investigate about them and their doings. Moreover, if I'm wrong in my assessment of you, Mr. Azin was probably misled as well. One more thing. My apartment is on the upper floor of this office. But you should totally forget about that. I don't want work issues to get mixed up with my personal life. You need to forget that I live in the same building. Anytime you need me, you just call my cell phone, but I ask you never to ring the buzzer. Now come sit here at the computer and start working.
Hello, my darling. How are you?
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I must be at the wrong place.
Oh, stop it. Come over here.
What a lovely smell of food. What's for dinner? I'm worried.
Are you trying to say that we can't have a proper family night together?
Of course, we sure can. But tell me the truth, what's cooking?
Fine. I've made an important and life-changing decision, and I'm sure it'll make you as happy as I am.
It's been so long since you and I were happy this way. So, what's this major decision you have?
Oh, no, wait. I can't tell you just like that. Properly, at the dinner table.
So then, you got the job?
Yes. And here are the sweets.
Ha! Big deal. You can't guess what I've done. Not like this. Close your eyes. Okay, now come in. Don't open your eyes. Watch the steps. Now open your eyes. Now open your eyes. I even cooked dinner myself to make everything perfect. A beautiful, elaborate, romantic family dinner for Miss Rudberry's new job.
You're an absolute angel, Shadi. Shadi, you're an angel.
Why don't you start already?
You were supposed to say what's going on first.
Let's leave it for after dinner.
No way. If I don't know what this delicious dinner is in honor of, I'll just choke on it, my dear.
So what do you think?
I have the strongest feeling that it involves Terang.
Well done, you smart boy. See, Vahid, I have a plan that can solve a lot of the problems for all of us once and for all. For me, you, and Terang. I'm wondering why you didn't think of this earlier. We have to change our strategy. We should ask Terang to give birth to the baby instead of aborting it. Then she gives the baby to us and forgets about it for good.
And this brilliant idea you just presented to me is the reason you threw this party?
What's wrong with it? With Sina's child here, we may even be able to bring Father home. The patter of little feet might help Dad recover fully.
You mean you need that child to treat your ailing father?
For Father, for myself, and for you. For Sina. For all my lonely times and unfulfilled dreams in this house. Vahid, we need a baby now more than ever. A baby to raise ourselves. Well, who better than Sina's baby?
Terang will never agree to that.
Why on earth not? She's planning to get rid of the baby. It'll be much better for her, too. And we'll give her whatever she wants. Money, coins, a birth or marriage certificate. Believe me, that's what she wants.
What will you do if her motherly instincts kick in and she denies everything?
She won't do that. I'll take over the baby's guardianship at the moment of birth. Notarized and legal.
Have you researched about this decision of yours?
Why research? It's not a complicated issue.
Because your plan is so calculated. I thought you'd consulted a lawyer or something of the sort.
It really doesn't matter. Tell me your opinion regardless.
I'll never understand you. Until yesterday, you were saying you didn't know who the baby's father was, but now you say you want to raise it. And how am I supposed to know you won't have a new plan by tomorrow? No. I will not get caught up in these stupid games of yours.
It's okay. No problem. I can talk to Terang myself.
You'll only belittle yourself. She will not agree.
Oh, I'll convince her somehow. I'll beg her if necessary.
I forbid you to speak to Terang.
I will talk to Terang.
I won't let you do that.
I really don't need your permission.
Know this, then. If you do this, you'll be ending our life together. Now you can choose between me and that baby that's yet to be born. Do you understand me?
Hello? Yes?
Hello, Shadi.
Hi. What's up so early in the day?
I have a problem and I need your help. It's about Terang.
Oh my god. Terang again? I told you not to talk to me about her.
But this time it's different. Sarah wants to talk to Terang herself.
The hell with her. Let her do what she wants. Doesn't concern me.
Listen to me for a second, please.
No.
You listen. Terang is my friend. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Vahid, why don't you let the poor girl live her life? She's just found a job. Every day she wakes up and goes to work with a world of hopes and dreams. She wants to forget you.
Why don't you leave her alone?
Found work? Where?
What's it to you where she's working? Look, Vahid. I'm telling you for the last time, if Terang is the only reason left for you to call me anymore, then please stop calling me altogether.
Thank you. Thank you.